today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today's special on the knowledge of Imam Reza alayhi salam.
I would like to say to my Imam, I really love my Imam. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my Imam help us all Mu'mins and Mu'minas to become Muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th Imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Reza alayhi salam. Assalam.
Assalamu alaikum ya qareebat wa ghurba. Assalamu alaikum ya ibn Musa Raza. Assalamu alaikum shams wa shamus. Assalamu alaikum all spreader of tools. Assalamu alaikum ali ibn Musa Raza.
Today, Thursday, is the 9th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start today's program, that is today's special, with the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah 4, Ayah 59.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. The name of those charged with authority is mentioned next to the names of Allah and the Apostle, accompanied with an absolute obedience. This is a sign to show that the one in charge of the Islamic government should be qualified with a high saintliness. Based on many traditions, as we mentioned before in the commentary of the ayah, the purpose of the phrase "those charged with authority" is Ahlul Bayt alayhum assalam.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtada. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى الصديق الشهيد
صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائه.
Knowledge of Imam Reza alayhi salam. On various occasions, Al-Ma'mun tried to force Imam Reza alayhi salam into the arena of complex debates with various groups and creeds. He used to conduct scientific and intellectual sessions to which he invited giant thinkers, leading scientists, and atheists of the century, and the debaters whose scientific might was feared, and before the stubbornness of whose complex arguments the evidence was muted, and due to the fearlessness of whose doubt the proof was weakened. In all such debates, the Imam alayhi salam would come out victorious over his opponents due to the tremendous power of the knowledge he possessed without forcing himself into the sophistry of arguments to which some might have resorted in order to demolish the structure of his opponent's argument and weaken his ability to provide evidence. Rather, he depended in his debate upon honest arguments in order to prove right to be right, his miraculous ability of conviction, and his calm stylistic method.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are concerned with a certain doctrinal discussions and dialects that the 8th infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam had with the religious leaders of certain religions. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلَمَوْعِدَّةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي يَحْسَنِ. The Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, invite the followers of other religions to the way or to the cause of your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through wisdom and admonition, I mean good admonition, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي يَحْسَنُ, and discuss with them in the best possible way. In this regard, there's a piece of hadith from the 6th infallible Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in that we are not expected to take advantage from the weaknesses in our disputants or those people who may not be qualified enough to discuss a point, and we would say that, okay, you are not qualified enough to discuss this point with me, and to give him or her a setback. According to Ayatollah, to Grand Ayatollah Javadi Amali, if you find that your disputant accepts the truth and he is ready to accept, I mean, the truth that you highlight, this is a kind of, I mean, jadal bil ahsan. It means, I mean, disputation or argumentation in the best possible way, because you don't want to deceive your disputant, rather you intend to direct him to the truth. And this is a very important point in that when we want to bring, when we want to highlight our reasonings, I mean, the academic ethics or, for example, academic moralities teach us that we have to help our disputant to come up with the truth. We have no right to humiliate our disputant or to mislead him or her.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Imam Reza's supplication during the prayer for giving thanks, that is, Salat al-Shukr. Sulaiman ibn Ja'far has narrated, we visited Imam Reza alayhi salam while he was performing the prayer for giving thanks or Salat al-Shukr. He lengthened his prostration in prayer. Then he raised his hand and we asked him about his long prostration. He told us that he prayed with the following supplication. He urged us to supplicate with it. O Allah, curse those who altered your religion, changed your favor, accused your messenger, may Allah bless him and his household, oppose your religion and turn away from your way, were ungrateful for your boons, returned your words to you, disdained your messenger, killed the grandson of your prophet, distorted your book, denied your signs, sat in the assembly, which was not appropriate for them, and which the people carried on the shoulders of the household of Muhammad. O Allah, curse them with curses following each other, gather them and their followers blue-eyed in the hell fire. O Allah, we seek nearness to you through cursing them and renouncing them in this world and the next. Rules of etiquette for visiting Imam Reza alayhi salam. Establish a firm connection between your heart and that of the Imam. Some people believe it is only necessary to reach out and touch the chamber, Zari, because they don't know how to establish a connection through their hearts. They only care to connect physically with the shrine. What's the purpose? On the contrary, there are people who might be further away, but their hearts are better connected. This is the desired manner to make contact with the Imam.
So what happened was, of course, that Al-Ma'mun had decided that Imam al-Ridha is called up to Mashhad and he would be in control of his affairs, keeping Imam al-Ridha next to him. He made this decision and sent one of his envoys to accompany Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam from Medina all the way towards Tus, towards Khurasan. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam in the city of Medina informed his family, informed his close companions, that this would be the farewell, that there was no more return to Medina. His family surrounded him. It was indeed very emotional, a difficult time. Here we have the Imam of the time, the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving the city of Medina for the final time. Imam alayhi salam told them that he would not return. He bid his farewell in the shrine to the grave of his holy grandfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And thereafter, members of his family also said their final goodbyes. One of them was his brother, Yahya, the son of Imam Musa al-Kadhim, who later decided to join the Imam, accompanying different caravans, such as the one that had Fatima al-Ma'suma, the sister of Imam al-Ridha, peace and blessings be upon them all.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page, also our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode of Today's Special, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa.